You're listening to Ask Me Another from NPR and WNYC. I'm Ophira Eisenberg with house musician Jonathan Coulton and puzzle guru Art Chung. And let's welcome our very important puzzler, John Turturro. Welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Is this your first live quiz show experience?
And that I'm not being paid for?
Yeah, 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 exactly.
Or that I'm not cheating. Yes.
Congratulations on your new movie, Fading Gigolo.
Yes.
Which you wrote, directed, and starred in. And it is it's very funny, but very heartwarming. You play the role of a gigolo, but also it's a lot about people dealing with people's loneliness and human connection. And I assume that it was largely autobiographical?
Yes, absolutely. I was a gigolo for 7 years.
How did you get inspired to write a tale about this kind of character?
I was thinking that... I knew that Woody Allen was sort of, he liked my work, and I'm a huge fan of his, and I thought we'd be an interesting team together and something. And I was thinking, well, what would we be doing? So I had a friend who had a bookstore, and it was the same age as Woody, lost the bookstore. And I was thinking, wow, maybe we could wind up in the sex business. And I shared my crazy idea with our hair cutter, who is Woody's hair cutter and my hair cutter. His name is Anthony, and Anthony talked to Woody, and Woody said, it's a great idea, have John call me. And the first time, so Anthony calls me up, and he speaks very slowly. That's how he talks, Anthony. And he said, John, I have good news. Woody wants to talk to you. So I didn't have a script, I just had an idea. So I went to Woody's office, and he said, so we share a barber? And and I said, yes. And they said, so tell me about it. And I said, well, you know, I'd be the hoe and you'd be my pimp. And he said, that's very funny. And then I said, something else I forget. And he said, well, that's not funny. And then I said, one other thing. He said, well, that could be funny. And then we decided that I would write it and then he would give me his feedback, which I didn't know was going to be merciless.
It was?
It was beyond merciless. You know, it was like, this is terrible. Yeah, I hate this. I could be wrong, but, you know, blow me off if you want to. And anyway, and then he asked me one day, can you get the money? And I said, well, I'll try. And I did. So, and now I'm here. So.
Wow. You've worked with so many great directors. Mm-hmm. Spike Lee or Coen Brothers, to name just a few, but do you, when you work with directors, do you think, okay, I'm going to definitely use that as influence when I direct?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
When I work with Michael Bay, no, because he blows everything up all the time. Right. I actually was in all those movies, and I just imitate Michael Bay, and he thinks I'm hysterical, and basically all I'm doing is mirroring him.
He's like, but that's fantastic. You're like, yes. I'm mocking you.
Yeah. But. No, I'm not mocking him. I do it with affection. He's quite interesting, actually, in his own way. I wouldn't want to be his girlfriend, but that's another thing. Yeah. Yeah. But he's talented visually. If you watch his films with the sound off, you know, you can follow him.
Still good.
Yeah, they're really good.
Okay, John, we're going to subject you to your...
I'm in a lot of trouble with him now. I love you, Michael. Yeah.
We're going to put you in your own Ask Me Another challenge a little later in the show, but right now, you are going to help us out with a phone game. Hi, you're on Ask Me Another.
Hi, this is Mike Lopresti calling from San Francisco.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to Ask Me Another. I'm just here with Jonathan Coulton, Art Chung, and John Turturro.
Yeah, it's a real pleasure to be talking to all of you guys, especially my fellow paisan from the Northeast, Mr. Turturro.
Oh, look at that. Already. Nice. So I'm told that you watched 123 movies last year.
Yes, that is correct.
And so what happened? There's 365 days in a year, so... What happened?
Yeah, you know, I was thinking about that when I tell people that that number and it started to give me pause about what exactly my social life was like that year.
So, Mike, you are in for a treat. Here's what's going to happen. This is a game called Masterclass with John Turturro, and I can hardly believe what's going to happen, but John has graciously agreed to perform lines from characters he's played over the years, and you have to guess... You have to guess which movies the lines are from. And if you get enough right, well, we're going to send you an Ask Me Another prize, but I think right now you've won already. So are you ready?
It feels like it. I am ready, yes.
I'm a writer, you monsters. I create. I create for a living. I'm a creator. I am a creator. This is my uniform. This is how I serve the common man.
Mike, go ahead.
So that to me sounds like Barton Fink.
That is correct.
This week on 21, watch Herb Stemple get fed to the Columbia Lions. Watch Charles Van Duren eat his first kosher meal. This week on 21.
That would be Quiz Show.
Yes.
We should have done obscure films with him. Mike is too good.
We're giving him softballs,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, these are easy. These are easy. Okay. Are ready?
I'm ready.
I'm just a grifter, huh, Tom? I'm a nobody, but I tell you that I never crossed a friend, Tom. I never killed anybody. I never crossed a friend, nor you, I bet. We're not like those animals. I can't die. I can't die out here in the woods like a dumb animal.
I'm going to guess Miller's Crossing on that one.
Yeah.
Okay, good. Mm-hmm. All right. This is a little more obscure, maybe.
Uh-oh.
Hang in there, Mike. I'm in a mood, Dave. A bad mood. A very bad mood. I was fired from my ice cream truck today. No more fudgicles. You're never going to get this, Mike. Give up.
Well, hold on.
Your highbrow. Your highbrow.
That sounds a little... Could that be like Adam Sandler-y?
Oh,
I know that there was an Adam Sandler movie or two in your oeuvre, and
Mike actually works for me. Actually, he's in charge of my archives.
Oh, right. Okay, was it Mr. Deeds?
Okay, we'll give you one more chance. I mean,
one more chance. We're
go
in.
Go ahead.
Anger Management?
Yo! Paisan! Okay.
Nice!
Bellissimo, Paisan. Okay.
Wow!
Right. This
grazie,
is the last one,
signore.
Right?
Grazie.
Okay, last one. This is easy. What's this day of rest? What's this bullshit? I don't care, it don't matter to Jesus. You're not fooling me, man. You might fool the in the league office, but you don't fool Jesus, this Bush League psycho stuff. Laughable, man. Ha! If you don't get this, Mike, you're not my friend.
Mr. Turturro, if I can say how incredible a privilege it is for me to be on the phone listening to you perform Jesus from The Big Lebowski, live and in person. I don't know what the privilege.
Mike, you're the guy who saw 123 films last year. Let's be honest. It's my honor to do it for you, Mike. You pay to see movies.
That was amazing, and congratulations, Mike. You are going to win and Ask Me Another Rubik's Cube that I think we might be able to convince John to autograph for you.
Oh, my goodness.
So thank you so much for playing.
Thank you guys so much. It was an incredible privilege. Thank you very much.
Mike, and how about a hand for John Turturro, everybody? Hey, listeners, if you want to star in your very own quiz show, we're looking for some worthy contestants, both on the phone and right here on stage. So do the right thing and take our contestant quiz. Just send us an email to askmeanother@npr.org.
feel the funk, yo. Let it flow.